Lisa speaking.
Hi, Zabuku. Customer service on your call back. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for asking. Can I have your zip code, please?
My zip code is 21037.
21037.
Yeah.
First and last name, please.
Lisa Lewis.
And can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
Sure, 3322 Larratt's Lane in Edgewater, Maryland, 21037.
Okay. One moment, please. I want your account to load.
Sure.
Okay. One moment, please. I'm still here.
Okay, I'm holding.
Okay, so I see that you did actually do the dash cam. How may I help you today?
Well, I thought it was you just pay the shipping and the handling, and I noticed a charge for $580, and that was cool. But then a few days later, there was another charge for $82.45, which I must have misunderstood what that was all about.
Okay, so the $82.45 is for the discount membership. It actually buys you a $199 voucher to our online store.
Okay. So I totally didn't get any of that. And I'm fine if I don't get or receive anything at all. I thought the dash cam was a gift for all of the other products I had gotten from this other company. And so I'm completely confused, but I had no idea that I was signing up to pay for a membership or anything like that. So is there any way that I could cancel all of it and then just get refunded?
Okay. So it was stated online in terms and conditions. I do apologize. That is a valid charge. What I can do for you today as a courtesy is issue out a 35% refund back for that charge.
All right, so I'm still confused. So the charge was for a membership, correct?
Okay, yes, and that is correct.
So I don't, did I get an email talking about it or anything? Like, I don't know.
You should have received a voucher with the email. I'm sorry, an email with the voucher in it.
I might have to get you to resend that. I mean, I'm going to take whatever I can, but I probably will call my bank because I don't recall. I mean, I'm not trying to be personally with you or whatever, but I feel like I was kind of deceived into the whole thing, and I didn't even know I was dealing with your company. So I kind of want to dispute this transaction since that's, you know, I don't want to use it, and it hasn't even been 30 days. So... you know, like I said, I'll take whatever I can get back, but I am going to probably talk to my bank about this.
So the way this process works with your bank, ma'am, the bank will give you your money back at first. But once they call us and get all the information, they will see that the charge value is then being charged for. When you click the box saying that you were 18 and older and that you read the terms and conditions, you then understand that you read the terms and conditions, you understood that you agreed to it. However, your account has been canceled, maybe to offer you a 50% refund. Would that work for you?
I guess that will work for me. I don't think it's fair since I'm not going to be getting anything or doing anything.
Let me place you in a brief moment, ma'am, while I speak to my supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I was able to go and get you a full refund. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your cancellation affected immediately as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks
I appreciate
for
that.
Support. Enjoy one for day as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.